Excellent. We've also had an email from Neil Pariser, and he said that he got a brand new iPod at the store. It's never been charged, and it's never had any data put on it. So will it weigh the same after charging the battery and filling it with music and pictures and that sort of thing?
Well, it will, Ben, if you fill it with heavy metal.
Sorry,
I couldn't resist that. The answer's no. The way in which an iPod works is it's using... it depends on which iPod you got. So if you've got the one which is solid-state memory, then all this is doing is binary data. So it's just a memory chip which is storing information as digital information. If you've got the older, bigger iPods that have hard disks in them, this is magnetic binary data. In each case, it's either storing a 1 or a 0 by having something pointing in one direction, a piece of magnetism pointing one way or the other, effectively. You can think about it like that. So that doesn't actually matter whether it's actually got anything stored on it or not, because storing nothing still weighs the same as storing something. It's not like a cupboard that you're putting tins into. And on our forum, Medida Scientia put this very well when they said it's a bit like having a handful of coins and they're either heads or tails. That's like the 0 or 1 in digital binary. And they weigh the same whether they're all showing heads or all showing tails. So there's no reason to think that there should be a difference in the actual weight.
But when you charge the battery, aren't you adding energy? And don't we know that there's a relationship between energy and mass?
There is, because as Einstein said, E equals mc squared. So in fact, when you boil your kettle, or when, this is the best explanation, the best excuse for not doing PE at school, when you run, for example, in both cases, the hot kettle or you running both have more energy, because when you're running fast, you have more kinetic energy. And because E equals mc squared, that's E energy equals m mass times the speed of light c squared. Well, since the speed of light squared doesn't change, if your E energy goes up, your mass must go up. So the hot kettle will weigh more. And when you run at PE, you will gain something like 10 to the minus 14 grams. So this is not a prodigious weight gain, but it is nonetheless weight gain due to taking exercise. So you could use this as an excuse for not doing exercise. Similarly, in your iPod, when you charge it up, you're putting some energy into the battery, so it will weigh a rather tiny amount more. In fact, one statistic I did hear is that a thumbprint applied to the front of the iPod in the form of, say, the grease on your thumb will weigh more than the weight of the battery is increasing, but because of charging it.
Fantastic stuff. Well, I do hope everybody's iPods are already full of The Naked Scientist.
That's available from our website, which is thenakedscientist.com.
Stripping down science.
Okay, let's do it.
The Naked Scientists.
And still to come today, we'll be catching up with Diana O'Cowell for Question of the Week. We'll be finding out if any organisms can truly live forever.